This is a time of year in particular when you have to watch out for a special kind of criminal.
Ah.
There's a name for them, too.
Okay.
They're called porch pirates.
Oh.
You knew what I was talking about as soon as I said that, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah.
People who follow the UPS truck around or the FedEx truck, and they wait until they drop off a bunch of boxes on your front porch, and then they walk up and steal them.
God. Oh, I was wrong. Never mind.
I just think they make those trucks too noticeable. They should be like an undercover agent, you know, the truck that, who is that riding around in that dark van with... Well,
I have to tell you, the last two packages I've received over the last couple of days are from people who just like, they have a little, you know, iPad in their hand and they're like, here's your package. They don't even have uniforms. They don't, they're in regular cars. It's just kind of weird. They're not in trucks. They don't look official.
Kendall, they've taken your idea. That was fast.
Oh, that was good.
Heidi, did they have a patch over one eye?
Yeah, what are you ordering?
Actually, Heidi, you say that, but I believe a lot of those are the new Amazon drivers, and some of them are the same-day delivery drivers that they are employing now.
And I saw an Amazon van delivering a package.
I never
knew that they did that.
Yes, in fact, you can start your own Amazon delivery business, and if you look into it, if you're a veteran, you get a big discount.
That is pretty cool. I would start my Amazon / security business.
Right.
I'll watch your package after it's delivered.
A friend of mine gets paid to drive the Amazon trucks into big cities from the ports.
Mm-hmm.
You get like $75, depending on how far you go. But you get money for just driving them into the places where they're using the Amazon vans, Mercedes vans.
Kid, I'm a little worried about your company. I don't know if I want you watching my package.
Why?
I don't know. It sounded weird to me.
I'll keep it safe.
We're talking about the mail carriers now and UPS guys.
Yeah.
Porch pirates.
Pirates.
Yeah. So how do you avoid the porch pirates?
Oh.
I have some tips for you.
Is that UPPS, men?
No.
Get it? UPPS?
Got it.
Because Porch Pirate, United States Porch Pirate Service.
You understand the Porch Pirates are not the UPS people.
They're the bad guys.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
Okay. I don't think he does. All right. Here are some things you can do to avoid these Porch Pirates. You can ship things to an Amazon locker or a UPS or FedEx store near your work.
Really?
Yeah. Now, something else you can do is ship things to your office,
but
be careful about that. Make sure it's cool with your boss, because believe it or not, some places have businesses where a boss will come and check everything that comes in the mail, and he will take anything that he thinks he can.
Oh, that happened here.
Really?
Yeah.
Because this, I mean, in some businesses, the guy is like such a I guess... He thinks he's in charge so much
on
the naughty list that he thinks that everything that comes in the office belongs to him, even if it's labeled and addressed to someone else. So get permission.
And it could be a girl, too.
Right.
Girl boss.
Right.
Okay. Team up with your neighbors. If you have a neighbor who's retired or works from home, ask them if you can ship things to their house or ask them to keep an eye on any packages at your front door.
That's a good idea.
You know, kind of a neighborhood watch deal. I do that to some degree. My neighbors across the street a lot of times will get packages, and I try to keep an eye out to make sure that they don't go missing or that no one takes anything. But I'm not good at watching 24/7, but that's where the next thing comes in. I've got a security system, and my security system can watch their packages.
Wow.
I mean, that's all great. And I've seen lots of videos of porch pirates walking away with that package on a video. I'm like, well, at least we got a good movie out of it, but they still got your package.
Right, but you might earn money back on YouTube with the monetization feature so that you almost pay for what you lost.
Okay, I got you.
So that's a possibility. Also, they say turn on tracking notification on your phone so that you know when the package is delivered.
Yeah. Right.
That way you can either rush home or you can at least identify the time frame of when the porch pirates stole it.
And even sometimes now, it'll indicate when that package arrives at your house from Amazon.
Yes.
No,
you should turn that on.
No, I haven't turned it on. It's like mine just shows up sometimes.
Your package or your notification?
The notification on my phone. It's like, you know, Amazon's just delivered this package. It's like an email or something they'll send you.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You should definitely do that.
I didn't turn it on. They're just doing it. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to turn it on. They just do it for you sometimes.
You may have to turn it on for the other carriers. Maybe Amazon does it automatically.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's probably an option to turn off, so don't turn it off either. Also, I mentioned installing security cameras and try to make it look like you're at home. Yep. Leave your lights on a timer. If you have an extra car, park it in the driveway. Mm-hmm. Even small changes can make a thief pass your house and look for an easier target.
I'll leave my front door open. That way they'll think, oh, somebody's there because the door's open.
Right.
And they have no clue I'm not there.
His electric bill's been pretty high.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if they're still doing it or not, but Amazon had the thing where they'd let themselves in your house.
I don't like
yes,
that.
Yes, they do.
Well, that might be a good way if you're concerned about a porch pirate. This way they lock it inside.
Yeah. Or if you need an Amazon date.
That's true. And I have also information if you want to get rid of old junk in your house, just put it in an Amazon box and put it on your front porch.
Great idea, Kato.
Yeah. Actually, that's pretty funny.
And then
funny.
The porch pirates come and take it, and they think they're getting something cool, and they get home, and it's your garbage.
It's the old VCR.
You could even just put garbage in an Amazon box, and that would be like free garbage pickup.